On a recent sunny morning, with the hypnotic roll of the commercial slip as the soundtrack, the Buffalo waterfront had plenty of visitors, and all with opinions on the development of Canalside.
You know, we have this wonderful waterfront. It's a jewel for Buffalo.
The whole picturesque, you know, idea that you're down here. You're sitting at the water. It's cooler down here. They got all these chairs and great idea. City's doing a great job right here.
It makes me angry that you have this and there's nothing here.
As for thoughts on the Erie Canal, the nation's first massive civil engineering project with its unique role in the development and heritage of Buffalo, well, advanced opinions were a little harder to come by.
Big and dirty. Only what you learned in your textbooks.
It's big.
Unfortunately, I don't remember any of those things, but I feel like I'll go and look it up now.
The Erie Canal National Heritage Corridor, in an effort to preserve this unique history, has issued a grant to two local institutions, the Buffalo Zoo and the Buffalo and Erie County Historical Society, where Tara Lyons, museum educator, has embraced a more passionate view of the canal and its meaning.
I just think Buffalo wouldn't be what it is today or what it was in the early 20th century without the Erie Canal.
Lyons and her zoo counterparts have pieced together the program Erie Canalway Connections, aimed at school children grades 3 through 5.
So let's go downstairs. Sure. And show you the Pioneer Gallery.
Okay.
This is one of the exhibits that we bring students in to show them what life was like before the canal was constructed. So our exhibit is based on the year 1806, when we were small.
The Pioneer Gallery is one of the museum's permanent exhibits. It shows life before the canal arrived and transformed Buffalo from a small frontier village into a major 19th century American city.
All right, so this is an exhibit that we call Buffalo Made. This talks about all of the industries, businesses, technologies, things that have happened or have been made in Buffalo.
Okay.
So we always start the tour in this area here. I have the students sit and I go over the map of New York State, which shows, you know, the Erie Canal from sort of Albany to Buffalo, Hudson to the Great Lakes, 363 miles, you know, imagine that with pickaxes and shovels.
The Historical Society's school-age tour lasts about an hour. According to Lyons, it follows New York standards for state education, one of the many reasons why, when it was offered to local schools, it was totally booked within weeks. That, and of course, it includes a trip to the Buffalo Zoo, where President and CEO Donna Fernandez explained their role in the project.
So this is the exhibit. We themed it to be a farm along the Erie Canal around the 1850s. So the program we have in conjunction with the Buffalo Historical Society is kids come to both venues as part of a school trip.
The zoo exhibit features a canal boat and is set in a 19th century canal-era barn that once stood in Niagara County before it was reconstructed board by board at its new home in the zoo. The zoo exhibit, of course, also features animals.
We've got a mule, because, of course, everyone knows we have a mule named Sal on the Erie Canal, though our mule is called Candy Ann. We have Berkshire pigs, which are a heritage breed, again, common in farming a while ago, but don't maybe have the same production value of today's modern breeds. We have a Devon cow, which is a smaller cow, which is more like a family cow rather than huge dairy cattle nowadays. We've got a baby doll Southdown sheep who have these really cute little faces, which is how they get their name.
Uh-huh.
And then we've got turkeys and chickens.
With summer now upon us, no need to wait for school tours to dive into the history of the Erie Canal. The zoo's heritage farm is available to patrons, as is the Pioneer Gallery at the Buffalo and Erie County Historical Society. And Canalside offers ample details on how the Erie Canal was made and how the canal helped make Buffalo. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO and AM 970 News.
I got a mule and her name is Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. We know every inch of the way from Albany to Buffalo. Love breeds everybody down.